Longview 150 Stories, a partnership project between the City of Longview and Longview Public Library, showcasing 150 distinct stories designed to reveal Longview's history during the sesquicentennial celebration. Sprinkled among the daily podcasts are personal stories, large-scale history, and interesting tidbits about the life and fabric of this dynamic community. Today we're hearing from Wayne Graves. He was born and raised here in Longview, and he has a unique take on the oil industry that grew up around the oil boom.
Of course, when oil was discovered and the oil people came, that was the big deal because so many companies came in here to support the drilling and what have you, and people that lived out in the country around here, they were not used to having that kind of money available, and these companies came in and leased their land and drilled the wells, and suddenly some of these folks around here had money that they'd never had before. Mm-hmm. And they had jobs they'd never had before too that paid well, because a lot of them were rural people that had lived on the farms and ranches and around Longview and around this area in the East Texas area, and there just wasn't that many in industries to have people. Of course, when Eastman came to Longview, and I remember when Eastman and Marathon Letourneau and the Longview paper was at that time owned and ran by Carl Estes, who was one of the prominent leaders that brought a lot of these people in here. The paper played a big role in all the activities around town, and especially in the economic areas of getting people like R.G. Letourneau, and of course, just north of here, Lone Star Steel was a big employer, and we had Trailmobile, which was probably before you ever knew about it. It was located out just on 149 where they built big trailers, and it was a big employer. And Longview really had a lot of industry, and more even, I think, than they do now because of basically because of the oil and the support that the oil industry had to have. Before regulation hit, I don't know whether you've ever seen pictures of Kilgore and the surrounding area around there. It was just solid oil derricks where they had oil wells drilled. You could drill them right next to each other, and they've changed that now. And of course, they don't need derricks to drill them now. They drill them off of trucks. So it was a good time. It was a good time for people to, and it was a good time for Longview to grow. I have the 1958 telephone directory of Longview, and it's very thin. That's the year I graduated from high school. And although we did have around 250 students graduate the year I graduated, so Longview had grown at that time quite a bit. And I thought interesting, most of the kids in my class were not born in Longview. They came in here from, their parents had come in here from somewhere else because of the jobs and because of industry and what have you. And of course, quite a few came in when the brewery opened. Slitz opened the Slitz Brewery, and it was a big employer. So there were jobs here, and there were people coming in here after them and taking them and running with them. There were quite a few people employed in service industries too to take care of all those places. Axelson, who I went to work for when I got out of college, was a downhole pump manufacturer, and they built all kinds of equipment for oil wells. I mean, that was their main, and they had moved in here from, they had consolidated a couple of companies and moved into Longview from, one of them from St. Louis and one of them from California. And that was a, we, they were probably 400 employees in that place. The Liebes family opened up a, they had been a blacksmith shop in Electra, Texas, and Mr. Liebes came to Longview and developed a special type of equipment for oil wells and gas wells and wire rope spooling systems. And they were, they have, and remain still a employer here in Longview. And they were originally, Mr. Liebes owned the Crosby plant, but he sold it and went out on the other side of town and built another plant. And they weren't in competition, but they were still in the oil equipment business. And the Liebes family is still prominent here in Longview too. So it's been a, it's been an economic boom when oil was discovered and when they came in and into this area. It was something that most people, we would still be a small town if it hadn't have happened. Very small town. We're small anyway, but somebody, if they'd have told me when I was in grade school that there were going to be 75,000 people around here, I would have never believed it.